Hi, I'm Abby.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And this is the Creep Chronicles. Where we read your stories.
That you've sent us.
Yes, so send them. Ready?
I'm so ready.
Our first listener episode.
Creep Chronicles.
The Creep Chronicles.
I'm ready.
Do you want to go first?
Yes.
All right.
Mix it up?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm sweating. All right. So this is a listener story from Emma W.
Hi, Emma.
It's Emma. So hi, Emma. So I'm just going to, do you just want to like read what they sent us? And
yeah.
That's what we're going to do. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So she says, hey, paranormal investigators. Shout out to our hats. I've been meaning to share my story with you guys since you started the podcast and so glad I finally am. All right. She's told me this story in person and my jaw was just dropped the whole time. So I'm really excited that she wanted to share it with everybody.
Okay.
So she says, so about 20 years ago, my older sister decided to get her first townhouse. Shortly after she moved in, she met a homeless couple. She has always had a soft spot for helping others and invited them to come and live with her until they got on their feet, which she's a better person than I am because I cannot say I would ever do that.
Yeah.
Good on her. Mm-hmm. She started to then to suspect that they were maybe practicing witchcraft in her house.
Oh.
When strange things began to happen. Items would move on their own volition. Strange noises could be heard. And she started seeing people that were not really there.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What kind of witchcraft like brings in ghosts? That's so interesting. I didn't know that that was a side effect.
The wrong kind.
Now I'm scared. Okay.
Sounds like maybe they didn't know what they were doing or maybe they really did know what they were doing. So she says, my sister began hearing a baby cry at all times of the day and night, and she even double-checked with both of her neighbors, and neither of them had any children or infants living with them.
Put me down as hell no for that.
Right?
Nah.
So one day, she then saw a cradle rocking back and forth in her hallway, and when she approached it, it disappeared. Another day, she...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Another day, she came home and saw a woman standing in her hallway who she did not know. And so she began to yell, who are you? And approach her because it's her house, yeah. You know. The woman simply turned and walked away, going up the stairs. Ugh, gross. When my sister got to the bottom of the stairs, she could no longer see the woman. And after more investigation, she found that no one was home. She was just gone.
Mm.
She goes on to say that chairs, tables, pillows, and more would be out of place when no one had been home, or they would move suddenly without anyone touching them.
Mm.
After much discussion with her homeless roommates, my sister asked them to leave. Which I don't really blame her.
Mm-hmm.
And although things began to settle down, she still heard and saw things that could only be explained by the supernatural. My sister was very worried and wanted whatever spirits there were out of her house. So she called her mom to tell her about everything and asked her advice, as my mom has dealt with spirits and demons before. Her mom's awesome. Like, if you need somebody to come over and, like, christen your house, she's got you.
Nice.
While on the phone with my mom, something crazy happened at our house. We heard a huge crash on the other side of the house, and we all went to go see what it was. In my mom's bedroom, she had a 3-tiered shelf for her Precious Moments figurines, which is a Christian company, hanging on one wall and a wooden cross hanging on the other. While on the phone with my sister describing the events happening with her house, these two objects both flew off the walls and in opposite directions. They hit the walls on the other sides of the room, and most of the Precious Moments shattered. My family was really worried about what was happening at my sister's house. So my mom and brother went over to see the townhouse, and although they were unable to see or hear any of the spirits, they felt an unknown presence. They decided to anoint and pray over the house. My brother spent the night and played Christian worship music the whole night and slept with his Bible. My mom prayed over each room and anointed every wall with oil. And after this, my sister did not see or hear any of the spirits again.
Wow.
Yes. And then she says, slightly unrelated, but my sister did not learn her lesson and has continued to take in homeless people up until a few years ago. And then she says, love you guys.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That was way too loud. Sorry.
That was a good one to kick this off, man.
Yeah, right? Ooh. I just, like, and when Emma was telling me the story, her sister was, like, felt like she was losing her mind. And she thought, really, that, like, the people that she was having stay at her house were, like, almost messing with her or, like, inviting people over when mm-hmm. she made it very clear that she was not okay with that. And, mm-hmm. yeah, weird. And thankfully, because I was worried, I asked, like, did they give her a hard time when she asked them to move out? And they did not. They just moved out, which is, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're up in there doing some dark magic. Damn. Thank you, Emma. Wow. So fun.
I'm glad that that had a happy ending.
Thank goodness.
All right. So I have a story from Damon.
Love it.
Yes.
We're off to a great start.
Damon. No, not Demon. Damon.
Close enough. No.
So Damon writes, so I am a lawyer and I live in England. Shout out to the UK.
UK.
Love it over there. I was renting a small house in Southampton and I lived there by myself. I lived there for years and it was normal. But one night I was walking at night around 10 o'clock and no one was out. And there were dark trees along the sides of the road and there were hardly any neighbors around.
Okay, so super desolate.
Yes. I felt a rustling in a nearby tree.
Oh.
I ignored it and kept walking, but it got louder and louder, and I thought maybe there's a cat or something in there. So I stared for a few seconds and saw nothing. I decided to move on when I heard a mild growl.
Ew.
Not like a dog's growl, like a human growl. But it was very weird.
Oh, that gives me goosebumps. No, thank you.
In a split second, something crossed the road. It jumped from a tree. And it ran like how we humans do and quickly then started running on all fours.
Nope. Nope.
I was terrified and ran home. It was definitely not a man. I was that close to it and I was sure that it was not a man.
Ew!
I didn't tell anyone about it, but after a few days, I was sleeping on the couch, and of course, all of my doors were locked at night, but I heard someone pushing my door open, and I could hear footsteps.
No.
I thought it was a burglar, but I know that I locked everything, and I made sure that I wasn't dreaming. I didn't open my eyes. All I remember was someone opening a bottle of water and drinking it right next to me. I could hear their gulps.
I'm sorry, you just let them come in?
Oh, no. That's so terrifying. I was terrified, but I decided to wake up screaming, so if it was a burglar, they'll get scared.
So they like pretended to be asleep on the couch?
They pretended to be asleep, yeah.
Damon as this person just asleep. Comes in, this thing comes yes. in their house.
So then they decided to like jump up and scream. So that if it was a burglar, they would realize that someone was home.
To be fair, that would scare the crap out of me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just wake up screaming.
I would probably just play dead, honestly.
Oh, my God. It makes me think of, like, a little kid. Like, if I just pull the covers over me, I should be fine.
So he said that when he got up, he found a bottle of water, and it was half empty.
Shut up.
So then he asked around about his house, and a few locals told him that the first owners killed themselves, and the next family who lived there, both their cats died, and some locals saw a weird-looking creature at night
Mm-mm.
around the house.
See, so he didn't ask his realtor about it.
Yeah.
But he then decided to move, as he had seen enough horror movies.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. Smart choice.
He never went back, and he said that he loves our content. Thank you, Damon.
Thanks, Damon. I'm so glad you moved and did not let the creature come get you.
Ooh, nope.
That is freaky.
Nope.
Ugh. All right.
So both of our following two stories are both from the same person.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So I sent you one, and then I have one from her, so.
Frenna?
Yep, Frenna.
I'm so excited. Hi, Frenna.
Hi, Frenna.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Multiple Especially stories. Two stories.
Like, awesome. Oh. We love it.
All right, so her first story says, okay, so it starts in the village where my great-grandfather used to live. We had a farm there, and one day he was coming back home from the farm, and it was pretty late at night, and usually in villages when it's 7 in the evening, everybody goes home for the night, which, fair. Mm-hmm. But he got home late from work at the farm and was coming home from a street where there were no lights on. Everything was silent. No one was around. All he could hear was the sounds of animals in the dark. So it sounds like everyone else had already gone home.
Yeah.
Okay. And so now he's on the streets by himself. Mm-hmm. Hate it already. Then, when he was walking, he saw a girl on the side of the street crying. And he stopped and asked her why she was crying. Mm-mm. Cry to yourself. I'm going to keep walking. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
He's just in, like, a sweet little village, you know?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
He's also a grown man.
Yeah, like, no, that's fair. Come on. What is he going to be afraid of? The little girl replied, I'm lost in this village, and I don't know the way home. I'm very scared and alone. It's pretty rehearsed for a little girl. Then he said, come to my house for the night, then tomorrow morning we'll go and find your parents. This man sounds just like Emma's sister. Mm-hmm. Come stay at my house.
Come stay with me.
No. She agreed and said her legs were hurting as she was really tired. Walk. Get up. Figure it out. So he carried her on his back and started to proceed to walk again. Then after about half a kilometer, he felt the girl in his arms getting very heavy. I don't like that.
I was really excited for you to read
this. I hate this so much.
This is the first time she's reading.
My eyes are like scanning. I'm like, no.
Go on.
So the girl is getting very heavy. So he turned back slowly and silently to look back the way he had come without the girl knowing. And he saw that the girl's feet were at the exact same place from where she was crying when he found her. And her legs were getting longer and longer as he walked.
Oh. Isn't that so spooky?
I hate that so much. Now he realized that she was a ghost, but he also knew how to manage these situations, as usually in villages, these ghost incidents are really normal. So he was experienced in this kind of thing? I mean, good to know.
Apparently.
Good for him. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Then slowly, slowly, he pretended that he did not see anything and started going further. And as soon as he saw water flowing beside the street, he threw her in it and ran as fast as he could. Good for him. What in the world? That is terrifying. I hate that so much.
He was like, bye, ditch.
Literally. I had that made me think, and it's stuck with me forever. It was just like a theory that a friend of mine growing up had. But it, like, messed me up because I still think about it. And we were all just a bunch of weird kids. So we're trying to be creepy and creep each other out. And so he's like, what if we all have, like, demons that only we can see that are, like, on our back? Mm. And if you turn too quickly and you see it, that's how you die. Mm. And I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
No, I was watching something.
Hate that so much. I think we just watched, like, Shudder or something.
Yeah. Well, I believe that that's, like, a thing in, like, the belief system of, like, voodoo, is that, like, if you have back pain, it's because you have a small, like, demon, like, sitting on your back in that area.
It makes my back itch. Mm-hmm. I hate that so much.
I know.
That's so freaky. Okay, Frenna's other story.
Yeah, so Frenna's other story here. So this one time, after midnight, I was at my friend's room in a hostel. Which, already, nope.
Nope. Yikes. Absolutely not.
And when it was too late and I started to feel sleepy, I went back to my room. When I was in my bed, about half an hour after I laid down, I suddenly started feeling a rush go through my body. And I thought maybe it's something health-related with my nerves. So I didn't think too much of it for some time. But then when I uncovered myself from the blanket, I saw a spirit kind of thing.
Excuse me?
It wasn't clear whether or not it was female or male, but it was definitely a spirit, and it was sitting beside my bed and staring at me.
That is, I am not worried about its gender at that time. What? No.
All I could do at that time was close my eyes tightly and not open them because my brain became numb and my body couldn't move.
Oh my God.
Like after
paralyzed
a while,
in fear.
After a while, I opened my eyes and it was still there sitting in the same position, trying to touch my head. It was trying to pat my head.
Ew, no. I don't know why I yawned at just that moment, but that freaks me out so much. Do not touch me.
I couldn't really breathe because of the adrenaline rush, and God knows how I just stayed all night in that bed without moving or doing anything. But I did.
That's like some, like, The Haunting of Hill House stuff.
Yeah.
That, like, sleep paralysis. Thank you. That's the word. Frenna, I hate that so much, and I hope that's never happened to you again.
Frenna.
Thanks for sharing.
You are stronger than we are.
I'm sorry that happened to you. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Wow.
Well, this is great.
Those were so fun.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for sharing. Yeah. Please keep sharing.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's the same person every week. Share your creepy stories.
Yeah. Frenna, we want to hear from you, Frenna.
I feel like Frenna's got more to say.
Yeah.
She's got more to say.
But thank you.
You want to finish
Damon,
it out the same way?
Emma and Frenna.
And Frenna.
Yeah.
Thanks. Emma and Frenna.
Mm-hmm.
Rhymes. And Damon.
Yeah.
He's also there.
Yep. And follow us everywhere, except in person.
You can find us on just about any social media at Ice Cream Social Podcast. Or email us, obviously, your scary stories, your Mandela effects, your run-ins with the paranormal.
Mm-hmm. We have a website now. Did I tell you that? I made a website.
You can email us at icecreamsocialpod@gmail.com. We have a website?
Yeah, icecreamsocialpodcast.com.
You're learning this here just as I am right now. I've not even seen it. I'm going to it right now. Anyway.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much
for
sharing.
Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Till next time. Bye.
Bye.